You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, and all around the state on the Civic Media Radio Network, like those of you listening to Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM up in Nawassa. Happy to have you along tonight.
Hello!
Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr with you. And Rocker, you're going to say hello to our next guest.
Jimmy, if you remember years back now, the Frequency, we all used to go there in Madison, a great bar. Well, Dustin, he is the former sound man from the Frequency.
Now we know why it sounded so good, too.
Right.
Shoo!
And he's gone on... and he's gone on to create something called the Spaceship.tv. It's a website, it's a studio, it's TV, it's radio, it's media. I mean, I don't even know all the things that it is. But here to tell us all about it, Dustin and Kat.
Yay!
From the Spaceship TV.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Mags Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said a little bit, but Dustin, tell us, what is the Spaceship.tv?
It's the finest virtual venue in the galaxy.
That is it.
A one-liner. That's it. Okay, interview's over,
That was
Jimmy.
Like the
Thanks a lot for coming on, guys.
Need. Yeah.
All right, tell us a little bit, you know, how did you create the Spaceship.tv? Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's your inspiration? How'd you get into this? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I had a bunch of equipment, and I had the space, the time. COVID kind of hit. Nobody was really doing anything. Mm-hmm. People were hurting. Musicians weren't being able to get gigs. Things were different. And I had the knowledge, the tech, and the ability to say, hey, let's do something cool and see if we can make something different here. So that's where it all started.
Yeah, Rocker, I was telling him, I remember discovering this almost right away because it was a time we were all looking for something.
Yeah.
We needed something like this. And I was like, oh, did he know? Did he hear me going, please, somebody do this?
Well, you know, it was at that time, too, when people were starting to stream,
mm-hmm.
but the streams were, you know, everybody was just starting to figure things out.
Yes.
And full studio performances. It was like high-tech in almost a low-tech world at that time.
And I can testify I was there a couple of times on the stage recording something for, I believe, the Mamas. And it's very professional. I mean, I was kind of blown away how professional and awesome the studio is, Dustin.
Well, we do definitely try to make it something that you can't just recreate in your basement.
Right.
That's perfect.
Many have tried. They've all failed.
Most have failed, yes. How did you create this whole idea?
Well, the idea actually stems back quite a few years before COVID even started. I had the idea to do this probably, I don't know, like maybe 2012. Mm. And I had, you know, said someday I'm going to do this, someday I'm going to do this. Because I think it would be a cool idea. And then when COVID hit, I was like, wow, I really wish I had done this already.
Mm.
So I was like, how can I do this now?
Yep.
And it was really just kind of the drive and the inspiration to kind of push forward and say, okay, well, now might be a good time to invest in and see what we can do with this.
So you have you invite bands on to play live. You stream it over the internet. You have a really fancy stage and a space. How are you paying the bills? I mean, where does the money come
well,
from?
Well, I mean, we sell tickets online, and people buy tickets, and then we split the money with the band. So, you know, there is a lot of money that comes in from these ticket sales that does help offset the costs. We have, you know, definitely made, you know, some very, very good incomes on some of these ticket sales.
Awesome.
Starting to go forward. So we're getting there. But there's also a recording studio aspect. We do video production aspect as well. So we've been working with various organizations, Doomed and Stone being one of them. The Mamas is another organization that we've been doing stuff for. You know, we just take up work where we can. And, you know, and then I also have a fairly decent day job that, you know, can help fill the holes.
Wow. I was talking with Kat earlier about kind of the design and the look, and you were showing me some photos of what it's looking like most recently. It's really cool, Kat.
Yeah, we've had some upgrades on the lights, and we just purchased some more that we're going to get programmed in for hopefully mid-season.
It's nice. Honestly, I want people to check this out. It's such a great opportunity for the bands, too.
Yep. And we don't charge bands to come in and do this. It's all, you know, based off of the fans and the ticket sales. And, you know, so, you know, most studios will, you know, have bands come in and, you know, hey, there's a rental fee for doing this. It's that's not the case here. You know, we're more like a venue. We're not a pay-to-play place here. Yeah. And we don't want people to think that that's we're great. Trying to, like, take advantage of musicians. No, we're here to help.
You know, as a non-musician myself, I think I can appreciate, as a musician, going on spaceship.tv, having a killer performance, and then afterwards you have this great produced video of your band rocking out on the stage.
Or like as in Cold Black River,
right?
They put out a CD, so we play that CD often. And that was just recorded in one take, right?
Yeah, yep.
At the spaceship.tv, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. What can you find if anybody right now randomly would go to thespaceship.tv? What do you find there?
So we right now we're primarily music, but we try not to be. I mean, we did have some burlesque shows that we're doing. We were working with Five Star Tees. Kat can talk about that a little bit if you want.
We worked for Five Star Tees during the height of the pandemic when they were having issues doing their own production. So I offered a space for that community to come in, because that's a community that I love and it's close to my heart.
Yeah.
And wanted to give them the same opportunities that we were giving musicians to express their art in this time when we were all craving normal.
You know, you would think barring live in front of people, burlesque on the video on spaceship.tv is a great medium.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're actually hoping to do more in the future. We have tried some comedy, and obviously comedy requires an audience to a certain degree,
right.
So there's a bit of a disconnect in comedy, but you know, there are methods around that. You know, we would like to take on more projects and become something like, if anyone has animation, you know, like, you know, show off stuff like that. You know, it's not just about music, but more about art as a whole.
Gosh.
Now, you also have some on-air personalities and local personalities working for you guys. Tell us about some of the local people that are behind the spaceship.tv.
Kat and I do the primary functions of it, the day-to-day. Ashley helps run our lights. She is a very dedicated person. She and Tim Young have helped set up the lights there and have done an absolutely fantastic job. You know, Tim and Melissa are friends of ours. They help with camera work and stream moderation. Brad is Ashley's partner. He runs camera. We have a couple of camera people that come in and out here that help on an as-needed basis. We've got a couple of sound people, Adam McIntosh. Steve Wilkes was helping us. He just recently moved. Eric Jean's been helping us with sound. So, you know, there's a couple of people that come in here and there.
And
so
more than a couple,
it
sounds
like. And
we've
had a host of the past season.
And yeah, Eric Cobb, who will be on this program
later
this evening. He has done hosts for us. Darwin Sampson's done hosts for us. Michelle's done hosting services for us at times from, you know.
Michelle Braun.
Yep, Michelle Braun, correct, yep.
Mm-hmm. She's a rock star.
Mm-hmm. Out there in Milwaukee. Yeah. Yep. Hopefully she's listening on WAUK. 5:40 a.m.
Yeah, Michelle's awesome.
So if people go to their website, I'm assuming there's probably a lineup of upcoming shows, maybe how to contribute to the cause and maybe throw a few bones your way.
Yeah, we're in the process of putting the new shows up because we've been kind of waiting to announce them, but yes, they will be up actually as of this weekend. We're going to
Nice.
Work them up. So there will be some new shows that we'll be announcing. We took an extended sanity break there for a bit because there's just a lot of work that goes into some of this, and it was a hot summer, so
nice.
But other than that, we're going to be back here soon and with a fresh round of shows and some other cool, exciting stuff.
It feels like it's the perfect time again, too. Like we're going into winter and people kind of cozy up a little more. And what a great time to dial up the spaceship.tv. I say yes.
Yeah, you know, it's a great alternative for those that, you know, maybe can't get out of the house,
right.
Or, you know, just don't feel like going out for that evening, or maybe weather permitting or something.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a nice way to kind of engage in media in a new format.
Well,
absolutely. And what I love about our website is that even if you are going out that night and you really wanted to watch that show, you can still purchase it and watch it later. You just won't have the live interaction
Perfect.
That some artists offer.
This is so great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The bands, I know we've talked to bands a lot. Spaceship.tv comes up quite a bit in interviews. Hey, we're playing on that nice. Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to, you guys are doing great. Dustin, it's great to see you, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
Kat, it's wonderful to see you again as well.
Good to see you too. Thank you for having us.
Thank you both of you for bringing us the spaceship.tv. Give us the URL one more time, or just pop in spaceship.tv.
Yep, www.thespaceship.tv.
Doesn't get any easier. Thanks, you guys, for doing what you do.
Thank you guys for doing this.
It's unique and it's cool.
This is great.
Thank you.
This gentleman has been on the spaceship.tv a couple of times. Dustin, I understand Marston has another appearance coming up soon? Or?
Yep, one of the ones to be announced. They're actually finalizing some dates on that one.
Right, so he'll be coming in the early winter.
Nice. Looking forward to that.
I heard it here first.
Yeah. So his new album, Marston's new album, I believe is dropping on the 16th?
No, November 17th.
November 17th, yep. He's going to be here on Max Inc. Radio on the 12th, live at the Devil's Lair. We're going to track through the entire CD.
Nice.
Here is his first single off that new album. It's called End on End. It's Marston on Max Inc. Radio.